Real tight game, I suppose, what we expected, you know, and we knew Derry were going to set up very difficult and they worked very, very hard, and I thought they played some great football, but we're delighted, you know, with the character we showed to come out the right end.
Obviously, you get key scores that won matches, and Michael and Martin had some big monster ones, but that proved decisive once again. Marty O'Reilly getting on the score sheet, and he came up with another crucial one for you, Roy.
Yeah, a great goal, you know. I think Big Neil done well from the kick out, and it was a wonderful goal overall, so it was. But you know, Martin, McElhinney, Colum, I think Colum kicked two great scores, so he did. Michael Murphy obviously came up with big moments as well, and them tight games, you need big players to come up with their moments.
2 and 3 points can be a dangerous lead at times, and we just panicked at any stage, particularly in the last closing minutes when Derry tried to create and threat something there, Roy.
Ah, yeah, you're always nervous, you're always apprehensive, you know you're not going to run away with games, so you're not, you know, and you'd obviously, you know, I'd be disappointed, you know, we put ourselves with the goal 4 or 5 up, and we allowed Derry back into the game probably too easily, and I'd be disappointed with that, I'm a little bit.
Yeah, and of course, obviously now back in an Ulster final, and it's a great place to be, and especially for Donegal for a fifth year in a row.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to be. You know, we were very fortunate to be now into our fifth in a row, but it shows a lot of hard work went in over those 5 years now. And look, we know it's going to be a different day out in a big battle against Monaghan.
All positive, but is there still a lot of work there to be done, do you think, Roy?
Ah, listen, there's always a lot of work to be done. You know, we're delighted now to have 22 days as such, you know, to full focus on it. So we have, you know, there'll be no stone left unturned, but we were under no illusions coming in today. You know, we had a lot of work to do anyway.
You've seen the hunger that's been on Donegal panels in recent years. Do you see this now that these guys really want an Ulster title once again, Roy?
Ulster title's huge, these boys, so it is, you know, they really itch for it at the start of the year, but you can never look that far ahead. You know, when the draw was made, it was a long way away, and we've had a tough road to then, but look, it's down to us and Monaghan now, and you know, both teams are going to want it a hell of a lot.
Michael, after a big battle with Derry here in the semi-final, and would it be fair to say that was probably the toughest test Ulster Championship you had so far?
I come here in terms of closeness and result and everything, you know, of course it was, but it was, as I say, it was nothing less or more than we were expecting. You know, there's going to be a huge, huge battle here today. It's an Ulster Championship semi-final in Clonus against a rival, you know, that we've played down throughout the years, and as I say, every time we've played them, everything's come down to kicking the ball, and that was likewise there today.
And some big, big scores was really the difference in this game. I know you kicked a couple of big points, and Martin McElhinney as well, but the score that really decided this one was Marty's goal.
Yeah, without a doubt, and I suppose he's been doing that over the last couple of years now, you know. The last couple of performances, fair play to him, he's been getting himself into positions, and he has a cool head and a very, very good finishing head, you know. So you know, we're lucky to have him. He keeps pushing on there, and if he keeps pushing on the way he's going, you know, we'll be delighted. Patrick McBerty again today was so very well, as you say, over Martin McElhinney, like Neil there around the middle, and Colin, you know, was fantastic. So it's great to have them all back, but you know, we need a really, really upper performance now in all sectors, you know, if we're going to compete again in the next game.
Well, that was my next point. At what level were you at in this game? Because you seemed to raise the bar when you went as far as Armagh, and these guys really, these Derry boys really, really came at you today. So there's a lot of positive here, but as I said to Roy, there's a lot of work on as well.
Yeah, that's it's natural in a championship game, even in the games, I suppose, where maybe you were thinking things were going a bit better. You know, there's always things to work upon, and that's what championship games throw up. They always throw them up, and I suppose over the next 3 weeks is about us, you know, weighing up, I suppose, things that we can keep improving upon. And I know it's a boring story, but that's the, I suppose that's the kind of environment we are in as a team. We're in as a group of individuals, both trying to improve our own game and trying to improve the team performance collectively. And as I say, you know, there's a huge game that's going to be coming up here in 3 weeks' time. Monaghan's home patch here, what's in it in Clonus. And as I say, it's going to be a massive game, and we need to bring a performance that's worthy of the Ulster final.
Was that the sort of test there then today that you need heading into to a provincial final?
It's a test, you're going to get it every single day, you know, it's a huge test, and I suppose that's what it is. It's championship football, it's football that's out there. Players were going for 50-50 balls, there were scores going over, there was tackles flying in, you know, and there was balls been trying to be spilled and won, you know, but that's what it is. That's football, it's championship football, and that's what you expect.
Yeah, and it won't be too hard now to get up for this next one. You have history there with Monaghan. It's going to be the third year in a row when you play them, but Michael, the other side of that is you are back in an Ulster final for the fifth year in a row.
Yeah, it's an Ulster final. I suppose if you can't really get yourself up for that there, then I suppose you have to be looking at yourself, you know. So, as I say, we'll soon see, and time will tell now in 3 weeks' time whether we're up for it. And as I say, it's about us now getting our bodies in tune, getting our bodies in check, and I suppose getting a performance again that's worthy of the showpiece.